T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Overnight America, just past 11 o'clock. And it's weird doing the show from our kitchen at the KMOX studios, but I am surrounded by paranormal investigators in what I could only describe as one of the most sophisticated setups I've seen. It looks weird to me that you've ever gone into a control area where they're doing some sort of live event and there's like walkie-talkies and things charging and there's screens and they're monitoring different video feeds. They have some special lighting going on, a bunch of green dots, almost like starlight, that is projected on the floor and then onto the wall. There are people dedicated specifically to watching different cameras they set up in areas that had certain stories presented to them about things that happened in this building in the past. One of were Alex Degman's story, and one was Valerie's, which we told you last hour. I don't exactly know what happens next. I'm kind of excited to find out what happens next. Does me talking, does that disrupt anything of what you're doing right now?
Well, normally the curious thing about it is obviously doing an EVP session, we need to be really quiet to listen for things. But we're kind of used to doing this thing too, as far as like from an entertainment aspect and being able to talk to people and everything. And so it's wonderful being able to be here. Thank you for allowing us to be in here.
Yeah, John Lindsay with us here.
We're going to get our EVP sessions as we can, certainly. The nice thing is I really thought a lot of our equipment would be going crazy with the equipment you have inside. It really isn't. So that's a nice thing because when, for instance, our K2 meter, you see that? That's the one device she has right there with the lights on it. There's only a couple places where that lights up.
Yeah.
And that's really nice. We've used that places all across the country where we actually have an internet.
What is, they're pointing at stuff on the screen. It's always little bits of excitement, like, ooh, what's going on over here?
Well, you mentioned the green dots. That's used, we put that in the hall specifically because of the reports of...
From Alex, yeah.
Anybody say anything at the end of that hole?
No, sir.
Is there anybody here with us right now? Make sure everybody's quiet for a second, if you could. I'm hearing something. Is there anybody here with us right now? If so, this is your chance to get your voice heard on the radio. I understand that sometimes things happen when they start to talk about you. Can you make something happen for us now? Can you make that device she has in her hand right there light up? Just to let you, the listeners know, the device that I'm having in my hand right now is actually amplifies sound in real time. So if you were listening to this,
it's
because at least twice as loud as that. So if I say I'm hearing something that sounds, I'm picking up, who knows where it could be in the building.
So you have like a device, what you're holding right now is actually, I wouldn't say it would be like a hearing aid, but almost like a shotgun microphone, something along those lines, but it's amplified into the, you're wearing a headset right now.
Absolutely.
So when you heard something there, it wasn't through your ear.
Heard was something down at the end of the hall, specifically.
I was going to say, it's a good hearing if you could.
You could hear, I heard something again. Did anybody say anything?
No.
It sounded like a female voice, I'm serious. Is there anybody here? And there's nobody else in the building now that would be in this area that...
The only other person is, we have a studio over here down the hall, but I told her we'd be doing this. So she's in the soundproof room right now.
She walked by the camera just now.
Oh, so she's going to the bathroom. our friends will, there we go. Oh, you set our sensors off. Oh man, you okay? We have our one of our sister stations that monitor Oh, that was her. Okay, she's checking the rig out over here. So you know what that means? So we have here on KMOX, we're on this one side of the building. On the other side, we have our sister stations. So, yeah, that device picks up some crazy sound. I don't know how you heard that. Okay, so part of this, too, is trying to eliminate, like, false things that you pick up. So part of this, too, is you always have to look at it in a way of, what are we picking up? Could it be something we can explain? And that's what you're trying to figure out, too.
Absolutely. We, in fact, Will is our resident. Hey, Will, can you guys, Will, can you, sorry.
Oh, they're gone.
Will here is our resident skeptic. And yeah. I mentioned about filming for, you know, our own show, essentially. We're doing a pilot for our own television show. One of the things that we're doing, it's largely a lot of game show atmosphere in it, but the very specific thing is that we do try to disprove. We do. Mm-hmm. And Will is, like I said, our really serious resident skeptic. Mm-hmm. So he's always going to look for something. Sometimes if I get something and he wants to kind of nitpick it and say, no, that was this or this. But it's only by weeding out those types of things that we can get to what actually...
Because people way out of it.
Because people don't understand. When they refer to paranormal, they think ghost.
Yeah.
What paranormal actually means is simply outside the bounds of normal.
Okay.
So we've gone to some of the most haunted locations in the country. I'm not going to name anything, this one place specifically, because they sort of have a business that thrives on being very haunted.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to debunk every major claim, and there were some serious claims.
Oh, okay.
So on the other hand, we've gone to places where we really expected to be nothing, only to find a lot of stuff. So it's through reading those things out that we can debunk, you know, we can say, is this something else? That when we do get something that we know that's normal.
So how do you know watching these monitors over here? So we have one set up. Actually, you have three cameras set up right now. How do you know when there's something that is out of the ordinary? Like, what are you looking for right now?
Well, that's the thing. We actually look for exactly what you said. Anything that's out of the norm, out of the ordinary, because we always have somebody at home base. We always have two-way radios that can relay and say, hey, there's something going on in this particular room. So what is abnormal? Well, if you see a piece of paper fall on its own, that may not mean there's a ghost in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something you might want to look at and say, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Now, if a door opens on its own, that's another story, probably. But on the other hand, we actually have things, and if anybody wanted to pull it up and look at it, you can go to just simply on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to look at is Express St. James Cowboy Video. It's a full-bodied apparition we caught. It was actually, you could kind of see through it, but it was at the Express St. James Hotel in Cimarron, New Mexico. It's what originally put us onto the A&E network originally. So something like that, that's kind of the holy grail.
Yeah.
Catching something like that
on camera.
That's perfect.
So there's let's go to break real quick while we're still getting some of the things set up, and then we'll kind of talk about what really happens on a typical night. Is it a lot of sitting and waiting? Is it going around and specifically trying to trigger certain things? So I'm kind of curious how this works. And I'm telling you, even though I work here through the late night hours when there's no one around, this is an absolute different atmosphere when all the lights and everything's cut off. We have a bunch of TV monitors. Those are all turned off. All the lights are down. The ones we could figure out how to turn off. And then you have all your equipment set up. So, I mean, we're all set for something to happen here. And if there is something, man, I hope we can catch it. So we're going to do this the full hour. And let me keep in mind, too, if you wanted to call in and ask questions, I can hear phone calls. So if you wanted to ask questions about this investigation itself, you can always do that on Overnight America, KMOX.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, mornings and afternoons, KMOX.
All right, we're in the KMOX kitchen right now. Now, John is, I have to whisper in here because John's in the hallway and he said, there's something here. And he's trying to pick it up and talk to something that he heard. So we have four people in the hallway right outside the KMOX studio. And she just said, we are picking something up out here. I don't know where. Hold on a second.
Can you hear me? Say that to me again. he said. Can you say that again? He's trying to communicate with something. So he's saying he's hearing something. Now they're down the hallway and they all have their equipment out. Some of them are sitting on the floor, some are standing up. John's trying to, and he's recording all of this, so he's trying to go back to and see if he can hear anything. Okay. Has there been anything on camera that you've seen?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, so. Exactly know what he's picking up. Can I step over here? Would that interfere with any of this stuff?
As long as you don't, just don't stand in front of the camera, you're fine.
Okay, I'm just gonna walk past it, is that okay?
Yeah,
okay. I'm gonna go around the corner here. Okay, so I'm gonna walk around the corner so let me tell you what happened during the break, and I didn't want my whispering to set anything off, so I'm gonna go back by the other sister stations here. I don't know if exactly was anything but whatnot, but during the break John said I definitely heard something, so he was going back through his recording and trying to figure out what he heard, and part of that was a voice. He said a female voice, but then we thought, no, that's probably the person that monitors the FM radio stations down the hall, which it turns out that's probably the case. But when she went back into her studio where she's at right now, and I'm looking at her, she's in a soundproof studio. There's no way what she's doing in there can be heard from the outside. He kept hearing things. So their instruments are picking things up in our KMOX hallways right now, and he's keep saying, you got to be quiet, I hear something, and he's trying to get more of what he heard by trying to talk to what he thinks may be something paranormal there. I had to step aside because I think my whispering might have been throwing off. Let me go back, I'm gonna go look again. I'm gonna peek around the corner here. All right. Let's see what's going on. They're getting up. Let me go talk to them real quick. All right. You think you heard something?
Yeah, I actually really. It'll be interesting when we. You mentioned about if you as far as a lot of sitting around. When we really get a lot of sitting around is when you go back and you review your evidence.
Yeah.
People don't realize they watch a TV show and they think, oh wow, that was kind of neat. They saw this or this. They don't realize that the hours upon hours upon hours it took sitting watching a camera or listening to it. But I really feel pretty certain that in this hallway. The device we have in our hand is called a K2 meter, and I mentioned to you before, you can actually use this to, in an ideal world, which happens, hardly ever happens, but when it does, it's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually ask questions, like that just lit up right there. Okay, can you light that up again? I don't know if it's your phone, maybe. Yeah, it's your phone.
I think it's phone, okay.
But in an ideal world, if this lights up, you can actually ask questions. For instance, the St. James on New Mexico I mentioned, you can ask a question and it will literally go up, and to each one you can say, hey, we'll ask a question, say, can you light this device up?
Mm-hmm.
If it's yes, boom, it lights up. And if it's doing it every single time, if it does it once or twice, okay, that's probably
could pick up interference somewhere. Yeah.
But when it does it every single time for an hour, that's a different story. And I said, you could come communicate with us by coming in front of this device here. And I'm almost positive I heard a female voice at the same time they heard something that said, no.
Really?
So
I have something to add towards that, actually.
Okay.
So there is a locked door down here in some gentleman's office. Mm-hmm. So I've been knocking on the door. You probably heard that on your recorder.
Okay.
And I was trying to talk through the door. And it sounds like something's actually playing in there.
Oh.
I heard talking of some sort. I assume it's some monitor just replaying.
Maybe one of the offices they left something. The radio on or something when they left for the day. Okay.
Does it sound, because what I'm hearing is sounding very much like a whisper.
No, it's very, very clear. No, it's people talking.
Okay, so it's not like a whisper. So from what I mean, what I've been hearing, this hall has been whispering.
Okay.
So I've definitely been here picking up on some whispering. We also were taking the camera that you see going off is a full spectrum camera, so it picks up light that's not visible with the with your naked eye. And later on, we go through things. We'll actually be going through a lot. We'll have a ton of photos. I mean, I think a while ago we just went through. We had about 2,000 from something. So you'll see it, and we have a pattern too.
Yeah.
When we do this, we never take just one photo. It'll always be three snaps. So it'll be three. We have one, two, three. Reason for that being, of course, if there's something in, we mentioned about debunking things. Yep. If you see something in one photo, for instance, 90-some-odd percent of the orb, what they call orb photos, which is, for people who don't know, is maybe a ball of light, that kind of thing. 90-some-odd percent of them we can debunk as that was a piece of lint, or it was a piece of dust, or it was a fabric of some kind, or something like that. But if it's there in one, and it's there in the other one, and it's there in the other one, and especially if it maybe moves a particular way, that's a little bit different story. And we caught one of the places we investigated one time, we actually caught a male figure. One of our cameras, that the eight-room cameras that you see that we were mentioning about, one of them had gone out, and nobody was by it. And so we wanted to know, well, there's maybe a loose wire, so we're messing with it. Well, my investigator here, Bill Conklin, actually snapped a bunch of photos there again, three photos at a time. And fascinatingly, he caught a figure. You can kind of see through it. And in each pose, he's holding some kind of a drink. It's an old out west. We do a lot of things out west. Each pose is slightly different. Boom, boom. And it's, for one, you can see through him. So that's kind of something. For two, none of us were standing there. And if we did, it was a tiny, narrow area you would have had to, he almost would have had to have been standing right where the camera was. Almost as if to him, of course, it was imperceptible.
Well, when you see these things that are going through, it's interesting that you both, you're down the hall, you're towards the end of the hall, middle of the hall, and on both sides, and everyone was trying to see if they were getting something on their instruments, and you guys were kind of getting something at the same time. So you're separated far enough, so if there was some sort of singular interference, the other person would have been isolated from that, but you're all getting some sort of reading or whatever at the same time. Were you, when you were listening through your headphones, were you recording as well? Do you think you
were recording?
Yeah.
So everything we're doing is recording. So when we have a moment of kind of silence and everything, we really kind of take that time to really listen carefully and really be quiet. Those are the pieces of what we'll really be paying attention to, because we have had times where we thought we got a really great EVP, but it just so happened that a couple of people on the team might have been talking at that time. We had to throw it out.
Oh, no.
Because even though we all went around the room and said, that's not me, that's not me, that's definitely not me, we couldn't be 100% certain. And if you can't be 100% certain, there's a saying that says, when in doubt, throw it out. And that's what we do.
Can I hear what you heard? Is it possible to go back, or do you have to wait till the end?
I'd have to find it on here. I did not stop it. So okay.
It's still recording right now.
Is it? Okay.
So everything we're facing.
I just let everything go. Kind of let everything go.
Yeah.
Normally, in an investigation, one of the things that we would do if we were, say, in, for instance, an old abandoned prison or a hotel that's reportedly haunted, we will sometimes stop it immediately if it's something clear enough. Like that one time I mentioned about the woman's voice, that was a spot I would definitely have stopped it probably and gone back.
Yeah.
We're just kind of, since we have a limited time, we're kind of just letting it roll through a little bit.
Right, I get it. Sure.
See,
understood.
So. A lot of times we catch things, we don't see it right there at the time, but when we go back and review things later, we'll find something that we didn't see or hear before, like at Hannibal Cemetery. Mm-hmm. We took a photograph. It was the first time I got really excited about it, because I knew it was something that wasn't fake, because we took the picture, and I knew that it wasn't something where, say, well, if you look really close, you can see something. I could look at clouds and come up with all kinds of, but when they say, oh, if you look real close, you shouldn't have to look real close. This picture, when John and I got back and looked at this photo from Hannibal Cemetery, the hairs went up on my arm. It's like, and we both saw it at the same time. Yeah. It was just right there.
You could sit. They were sitting on a bench that bench was not there at the time. That was a recent thing they put in. It's a called Old Baptist Cemetery in Hannibal. It's really, most of the time, we don't believe cemeteries are haunted, just to be clear there. But there are a couple of times where we're very, very clearly seem to be. I think about if you're a spirit, probably the last place you want to hang out is the place your body was buried at, probably. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like you said, Old Baptist Cemetery is one of the most haunted locations we've ever been to.
And it's old. Caught,
very old. It's very a fascinating story. It was a cemetery that was... Hannibal was a very split place during the Civil War. I mentioned we're very much into the history of places we go to. Mm-hmm. That's why this building, the history of this building we were talking about, and I heard you a while ago, is fascinating to us. But Hannibal was, I said, very split during the Civil War. And there was those obviously loyal to the North, those loyal to the South. Well, when the Civil War ended, there was a big fight over who was going to take care of the cemetery. Well, sadly, basically went away as far as, for instance, there were bodies that we know for a fact that are back there where the trees are now, headstones that were just gone, disintegrated, turned over, that kind of thing. So potentially things there that might make a spirit a little bit
disgruntled.
Disgruntled. Well, we got to go to break. This might be a good opportunity to sit in silence and listen again if you're trying to find something.
Yeah,
he's going to go back down the hallway. Yeah, that hallway is an interesting place right now. I don't know. So we're monitoring the different cameras they've set up. And to kind of give you an idea, there's like a small flat screen TV that has it's like squared off 3x3. And inside those blocks are cameras. And they have the one set up around here. And there's someone dedicated just to watch the monitors to see if anything comes across. Let's go to break here. Let's do that. I'm going to come back in the studio for that so I can stay quiet while they're monitoring, and we'll come right back after the weather here on this very special edition of Overnight America KMOX.
Let's go Blues!
Hey Blues fans, Joey Vitale here, and we have some Thursday night hockey for you as the St. Louis Blues play host to Dylan Larkin and the Detroit Red Wings. Catch all the action with the pregame show at 6:30 and the face-off at 7 right here on KMOX.
Let's go Blues!
Welcome back to Overnight America. This is interesting. We're actually inside the main studio, but all the lights are off and the audio is turned down. And one of the weird things that happened to us in the studio is this one light would blink. Back when we first started talking about people having stories of unexplained events in this building. So they have a sensor in our studio right now. It's a little box with a wind-up train above it that could detect motion, and it'll beep and the light will turn red if it detects motion, but it's almost like you have to put your hand directly over it.
The other device, or the meter I mentioned, it just went off, and it hasn't gone off in here other than that.
Ooh.
One time.
So there's a meter that just went off as well, and we put it directly... Well, very close to, but directly under the light where we had some of the weird flickering in the past.
If there's anyone in here, I know when they talk to you, sometimes they say that the lights in here will flicker on and off. If that's so, if that's you doing that, can you go to that device right there with the green light on it and light that up, please, for us? Can you go to that device right there with the green light on it? When I say light that up, just put your hand over that. Maybe grab a hold of that. Are you shutting the light? Are you messing with the lights when they mention about a ghost or a spirit in here? You can go like this and just make that device go off. All you got to do is move your hand close to it.
That's
when they do that, the K2 will go off as well.
Yeah.
Just wave your hand across that like that. If you can mess with the light, you can do that. That's pretty easy. This building has a really interesting history to it. Have you been around this building for a long time? It's really fascinating. What do you think about there being a radio station here? There are several radio stations here, actually. If that's something, if there's something you want to let us know about, now is definitely the time. There won't be a better time than this one. Ryan wants to know, and everybody here wants to know, when the lights flicker, if that's actually something going on. Can you light a device for us? Is it going off?
It lit up a little bit.
K2's going off a little bit right now. Can you do it again? Can you light that device up? By just going over there, maybe pick it up, put your hand on it. It went off again a little bit. Can't quite tell. Can you see it going off at all?
Not really. It looks like a solid light.
From her side, she can see it over there.
Move it to there.
Yeah, move it over this way a little bit so we can see it. That was
your hand on it.
But the way that he just did that, you can do the same thing.
It's going off.
It is going off?
It was.
You moved the chair out of the way. I mean, if it is a ghost, they could probably move through it, but maybe not.
Can you let us know you're here? My name's John. And this we travel all across the country doing this all over the place. That's Will and...
Hello.
My daughter, Lexi. And one of our investigators are Emma.
How's it going?
Can you let us know you're here now? Now's your chance. You're on the radio here. Can you come on over? Can you guys, what's going on?
I do see a little blip every once in a while. So it's like a very little blip.
Yeah. This is your chance to be a radio star. Come on now.
When things are going really well, that will go way up. And again, what that's picking up is electromagnetic disturbance. Mm-hmm. However, as I mentioned, the really fascinating thing to me is that the equipment in here actually hasn't made it go off too much. Now, if I walked right over to it, you know, that might be a different story.
Yeah.
But where it's at right now, it has not done that. If it could, if you put your phone, I think you did a while ago, put your phone by it, you see how it goes up.
Yeah. Do you want me to try that? See what happens?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to walk up to this device. I'm going to put my phone next to it. So it's like one light. And yeah, the phone's actually not triggering it. There's just a little blip right there. So there's five lights on there. The first light, I'm guessing, is just it's a signal that's just a solid on light. And then if there's any, I guess depending on its strength, that's where the other lights will pop up. Okay.
See, generally speaking.
Yeah. See, I see it pop up every once in a while when we get over here. Can I put my hand over the train?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So there's a sensor on top of this one device too. To try to catch motion, and you have to be directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again. See, look, that was easy. So now they're... you're showing me right there. Okay, so you put your iPhone next to it, yeah.
But so that picks up that. That's what we want.
So why does this not do the same thing, my phone?
Probably because something...
It's interesting.
The way your phone is being operated right now, possibly. Maybe it's directing the...
Oh, I see.
You know, the power somewhere else, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Usually it would make it go off, so but you see how mine did. That's what we can get. And as you can imagine, for the folks obviously on radio, but there's a series of lights, like you said, all the way at the, I think there's five or six lights on there, I believe. I think it's five. Mm-hmm. Red is the one all the way at the other end of the spectrum. And the way it just lit up like that, when things are going really well, and if anybody's here and you're listening to this, and you want to communicate with us when things are going really well, we can ask, as I said, ask questions, and that will go all the way up into the red like that. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know you've got a really good thing going right there.
So, yeah.
But again, we're getting a little bit of that right now. Not enough right now to convince me that there's anything going on here yet. But again, you know, if the EVP that we heard a while ago, when I said, if you can come forward and let us know you're here, you're going to know. That might be something maybe they don't want to.
So you're saying, let's say there was something here that we couldn't see. And
that went off again. That went off pretty good that time. I don't know if you saw that.
You're just having a conversation. You're trying to talk to whatever that might be.
Absolutely.
And so I could talk right now and they could be listening.
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe say something.
I could ask them. What I would love to see is if there was something here right now, go ahead and just move right above that train. That little red light beeps. I would love to see if you could do that. I would love to see if there's something in here without us doing it, putting our hands over it, something that could trigger that little red light. Wouldn't that be something?
And I don't know if you noticed, it was going off a little bit there as you were talking, and the K2 was, not the motion sensor.
Yeah.
The motion sensor is, like you said, the one that where you wave a hand over it. But if they could do that, that would be great. We actually conducted in all the years we've been investigating, and it's been a long time, we've been together quite a while. I said we travel while we're doing this, and we consider ourselves professionals at what we do. We've never encountered anything other than like we did a private investigation one time for a private residence, and if anybody's listening, we definitely do that. That's one thing we don't charge for at all. If anybody has anything going on, maybe it's something weird in their home, that kind of thing, you know, absolutely let us know. We'll make sure to give you an email address and everything. But we were asked, that went off really good there.
Oh, one of the three there.
Yeah. Are you here? Can you keep doing that?
Okay. The light's going up to like 4 or 5.
Now while you're doing that, can you wave your hand over that train right there? Maybe play with that train. Just kind of touch that and see if you can make that device go off. Sometimes, ironically, we do find things like this will happen more as we're maybe not paying quite as much attention to them. So sometimes we do that if things are maybe
going slow. There's going again.
Going again. See,
yeah, see at first I thought it was Mike. He was, I don't know what you're dialing over there, but it's still doing it. Even Mike's not touching the equipment there.
It's doing it pretty good now. So
it's looking at, it's on 2, maybe going up to light number 3.
And so like I mentioned, sometimes that we have found times where we just weren't getting anything, and then we just kind of started talking about it. In fact, there was one that we did. We got really started getting goofy. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was just a private investigation, and we thought nothing was going to happen. And to this day, we've been there multiple times. There's a spirit there named Ronnie who has let us know absolutely clear that his name is Ronnie. Every time we do a sound off, he says his name.
It keeps popping up. I don't know if you see that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm watching
that meter.
Absolutely. I mentioned we were called doing a private investigation over in Indiana, and it was the only time in all the years we've done this where we had, now I'll be really clear, we call it a non-human haunt. That's very, very, very rare. All I can say to listeners out there, if you were ever involved in that, the biggest skeptic among you would have changed. you can see photos if you go to our Facebook page at Just Passed on Facebook.
Yeah, where do they find it on Facebook?
Yeah, actually, we're just it's Paranormal American Center Tours, but Past Team, just PAST team on Facebook, and you can see images. One of my investigators was sitting there, just sitting in a chair, relaxing. We were taking a little break, and all of a sudden, you could see 5 long slashes across his arm begin to appear. You know, not to be graphic, but blood was running down his arm and everything, and there was nothing there. He wound up with 10 total scratches, 5 small ones on the underside of his arm, 5 on the top. But it's really going off pretty good now. But the motion sensor there that you mentioned, that we're all kind of standing around, we make sure we stand far enough away from it, as you can see. Things had begun to die down. I can't even tell you how many things happened that particular night. And we were just about, about to open my mouth to say, well, whatever it was that was here seems to have gone away. I got out about that far, and all of a sudden the train started going off like crazy. And there was nobody near it. And I asked, I said, you could use that device to communicate with us if you'd like. Would you like to communicate with us? We have EVPs, which is something that we may hear a little bit. Oftentimes, we don't even hear it at all. For some reason, it embeds on recorder, but you maybe don't hear it went off again. You maybe don't hear it at the time. A very rare occurrence is something different called a disembodied voice. Mm-hmm. And that, if you had a disembodied voice in this room, every single person on the radio would hear it and would know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I said, would you like to communicate with us if you use that device to communicate with us? And I'm not exaggerating, as the volume of this, a voice said, no!
Really?
Really loud. And so, point being, is that definitely can come in really good. The warning that we were going to get that was that the train began to go off for no reason. And as I mentioned, that train worked really well if there's a spirit of a child.
I see. Present. So this can go from, you know, rated PG to Casper the Friendly Ghost all the way to R with some of the different things like this could pick up. It all depends on what may be there at the time. I would still, you know, I see the light flickering. Is it still on number 1 right now?
At the moment it is, but it keeps, now it goes up another one there.
Yeah, so what it does is the lights will flicker, and sometimes I've seen a solid 2 with it flickering at 3, and this other device that captures motion, I would love to see this thing go off. You have to directly go for it.
It's going off now. We're going up to a couple of dots in there again. And just to be clear, when that investigation, you know, again, we've investigated for many, many years. That's one time.
Yeah.
So most of the time when people, I don't want to scare anybody out there, if there's somebody experiencing something, most of the time, either we have maybe a logical explanation for it, possibly, or you know, we can be able to go in there. And
well, how about this? Let's go to break, and then maybe we'll be super quiet in this room. Maybe we can pick something up if that's what you're listening for right now. Let's do that. Let's go to break right now and see if there's anything else in our main studio here. And, I mean, we're the device is right under where that light was flickering before, which kind of brought a lot of the speculation together. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
All right, welcome back. A very special edition of Overnight America. And part of this is we have paranormal investigators in our studios. We've been walking the KMOX halls. We have different cameras set up, different instruments, and different devices that people are using at the moment. One is inside the KMOX studio right now. And it was a device that is meant to try to find motion. So it's a little black box, and on top of the black box is a red train, and it's got a little crank on it and everything, you know, and a little train toy. And if there is some motion that is directly above it, I mean, you have to wave your hand, I mean, directly above it for it to work, and the little thing would beep and the red light will pop up. We were trying to see if any of that would happen during the break. We were also being very quiet, and they were picking up on the microphones if they could hear anything. During that break, there wasn't anything that was picked up. Taking some photos now, and of course, all of this is being recorded, so if they go back and look at and listen to the footage, right, if there's something. So taking some photos.
Flash.
Oh. So the photos you would use to look back at later and...
One more time, flash.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And part of the photos, too, you say you take them in threes just to eliminate if there was, you know... Yeah, eliminate something or to try to help. You'd have more than one instance of what you're taking a photo of. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's how we weed things out. It's all about, like I mentioned before, it's all about trying to, you know, what can you weed out as possibly normal,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. Because only through doing that and being thorough with that can you mm-hmm. come to something that's paranormal. So we always definitely would do it in threes. And I mentioned it's the full spectrum camera that we're using there. So. Sorry, I know the flashes.
that's bright. Well, it's flash because it's so bright.
It's dark
in
here. It definitely is.
So part of this, too, is, you know, we've only been doing this for about an hour. You came early and you were setting up the cameras and getting your equipment out. Have you seen anything that's happened in this past hour that you would say is worth going back and reviewing?
Absolutely. Just went off again. I don't know if you saw that. A couple of the EVPs that I think we caught. It's hard to tell. I say I think because it sure sounded like something. The one was literally right in my ear. That's the most impressive one I've caught so far. Mm-hmm. Because I specifically asked a question. I said, can you come forward and light this device up and let us know you're here? Mm-hmm. I swear I heard a woman's voice right in my ear say, no. Hmm. About like that. So I'm definitely going to be reviewing that, to be clear. I will say, you know, as we talked about this before, and I know you were very kind in saying you didn't want to take too much of our time. It's funny because I mentioned usually we do 6 to 8 hours or so.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get rather long. You mentioned about sitting around waiting, the kind of thing. But the funny thing about that is I really think, if you think about it, if you think about a spirit potentially hanging around as just simply what they are, a person. People are different, but most people probably don't start talking to somebody right away. Maybe they're going to get to know somebody. They listen a little bit. So sometimes we find that when we do this, people always talk about kind of the bewitching hour of midnight mm-hmm. to 1. We do find most things usually generally happen between midnight and 2. But I don't think that's having anything to do with the specific time. I think it has to do with the fact that we've been there for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
And so they start to get used to, okay, what are these guys doing? What are they, you know? And so they start to kind of become a little curious and maybe check things out a little bit. And so
and it could be the spirit's bedtime, too. They could be sleeping. We don't know.
Getting back up.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if there's any specific observations of when we notice these things. So at least for Alex, the one time he did it was before he left. It would have been before 11 o'clock one night. And then... the ones for us in the studio would happen throughout the course of the overnight hours, the one we're at right now.
And it's very common, I should say, for you're here all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so they hear your voice. So when you mentioned about lights flickering, that kind of thing, maybe that's something about, hey, they want to let you know, maybe nothing bad, but letting you know, hey, we are here. You know,
and I would love to find out a name if someone's hanging around here so I can say hi to them when I come into the studio. Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely.
So if you know, you might be
We just do a high five or something. We don't even have to do that. Or if you want me to come in and address you by name, we can do that too.
Well, it's funny because you say that the place we investigate quite often is actually fairly local here. It's kind of going through some new ownership things. We haven't been in a long time. But it's down in DeSoto. I mentioned there's a spirit in there that we know for a fact. The guy's name is Ronnie. And
yeah, how do you find that out?
Well, the interesting thing is the original story in there was there was a gentleman who had been dying of cancer, sadly, and hung himself in there. So we went on there, and we were we unfortunately kind of going about it the wrong way. We asked things, you know, said things like, "I'm sorry that you were going through that." And, well, we weren't getting anything, but we decided to start getting loopy one night. I mentioned about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he let us know in no uncertain terms. And so every time, some of the things we picked up in there, every time we do a sound off, as we did a little while ago, where we say our names. At the end of that, there's always an extra name, and it goes Ronnie, and wow. He actually tells us his name. We picked up a female voice one time.
Wow. We might have to save this story for right after. Sure. So we're going to go to news here at midnight in St. Louis, and we're going to pick up. Oh, he's pointing to the device. We're getting close. All right, and we'll continue. We got more to find here in the studios at KMOX and Overnight America.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.